There are indeed many huge mountains in our lives that we all want to move. They are the dreams and the passions we have about our life. For example, how about losing 30 pounds or just 10 pounds? I'm not asking too much. Let me lose 10 pounds. I look much better. How about gaining 30 pounds? For those people who are really skinny, they want to gain 30 pounds. But I'm talking about gaining 30 pounds of muscles, not fat. Or how about gaining 10 pounds of muscles, not fat? How about get six packs? Olympics is coming soon. You look at those Olympic athletes, the swimmers, all of them have six packs. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Wow, it's like a dream come true, even for maybe some of them might want to have six packs. Maybe not too distinct, okay? How about getting a college degree in a major you feel passionate about, not in what makes the money most? Some people go to college in order to go for a career that will make the most money. But how about your passion? How about your dreams? Can you major in something that's reflecting your dream and your passion? So they will not be working for money, but for your dream and passion. How about changing career if you hate your current job and you know you are not living up to your dream? You keep thinking about how can I change my career? But there are so many obstacles to overcome if I have to change my career. How about learning how to play the guitar, the piano, or any musical instruments you have always wanted to learn? You think you're too old to learn, but you really want to learn it. What's stopping you from doing that? How about getting a black belt in Taekwondo or in any martial arts that you're interested in? We all watch martial arts movies. We grow up watching Japanese movies. You want to be able to move like that. Then you want to receive some training, get a black belt in that. Some of you have already started. I know at least two of you who are also training in Taekwondo. But you don't want to just start and then quit without finishing it and getting the black belt. How about finish reading the whole Bible? How many of you have finished reading the whole Bible? Put up your hand. Quite a few. That's very good. How about sharing the gospel with your many non-Christian friends and family members? How about going on a short-term mission trip to a different part of the world every year? So that you can travel all around the world to share the gospel with people all around the world. That's like a huge goal, a huge mountain to move. But all the above goals are outside of us. To overcome what is inside of us, I found out that it's even more difficult than to overcome what's outside of us. For example, overcoming temptations like pornography, greed, jealousy, hatred, selfishness, self-centeredness, extreme anxiety when there's a huge task before you and there's a deadline. Drunkenness. I'm talking about being controlled by video games or whatever you're doing. You have become a workaholic or whatever holic that you're doing. These things we do, we are bonded by these things because of our sin nature. And we want to be free of these things. How about overcoming laziness because of our weak will? We want to achieve things, but our body is so lazy, just want to lie on the bed all day long. See, some of you have that thought that we now final exams are coming this week. So these are all huge goals. Some of us, because of the goal that is so huge, will just shy away from these. We'll keep dreaming about these things, but never do anything about these things. And some of us will start on something great, but they cannot finish it. Let me show you a photo. When I just started training in Taekwondo 4 years ago, as a white belt, this is like 5 months after I started as a white belt, so I got my green belt. But you see that I have, including me, 14 classmates together at my level. Some of them trained like a half a year before me. But 3 years after that, when I was testing for my black belt, I only saw 4 of these people who remained to get the black belt. Others simply disappeared.
And I always wonder what happened to them. Why did they just quit? So why can't people start on their dream and finish what they started? You all have dreams. You might even start on it, but can you finish it? That's the question. So how can we start on our dream and finish it, no matter what obstacles come in our way? So please pay attention, please listen closely, because what I'm going to share with you, if you put that in practice, you can move mountains in your life. You can achieve huge goals through God, for God, in your life. I believe that's all. That's what we all want to achieve for our life. Huge goals. God has given us great power to not just to live a mediocre life, but to live a powerful life through God's power for God. Don't settle for the mediocre. How can you move mountains in your life? First, you need faith. If you have faith in God, you can move mountains. Let me show you a passage that Jesus said. Please go to the next slide.
A man approached Jesus and knelt before him.
Lord, have mercy on my son,
he said.
He has seizures and is suffering greatly. He often falls into the fire or into the water. I brought him to your disciples, but they could not heal him.
Oh, unbelieving and perverse generation, Jesus replied. How long shall I stay with you? How long shall I put up with you? Bring the boy here to me. Jesus rebuked the demon, and it came out of the boy, and he was healed from that moment. Then the disciples came to Jesus in private and asked,
Why couldn't we drive it out?
He replied, Because you have so little faith. I tell you the truth, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, Move from here to there, and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you.
If you have faith, you can move mountains. Nothing will be impossible in God's eye if you have faith in God. Jesus replied, Because you have so little faith, I tell you the truth. If you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, Move from here to there, and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you. Faith is like a muscle. The more you train it, the stronger it gets. And the more strength you can get from God to move the mountains in your life. If it's God's will for you to move a mountain and the only condition is that you should have faith in God, and you do have faith in God, then let me say to you, you can even move mountains by just saying, move from here to there, and the mountain will move. Faith is composed of four components. Most of us don't understand what faith is. Or don't know how to explain what faith is. Faith composed of four components at the same time. Missing one element of that will make your faith incomplete. And you will not be able to move any mountain with incomplete faith. The first element is knowledge about the person and plan of God. The second is to agree that God is good and God's plan is good. Agreement. The third one is commitment in action that will produce hope for the unforeseen, for the foreseen result of committed action. Although you have seen it yet, you feel like you have already seen the result, and it's so good, it drives you to keep going until you finish the big task in front of you. As I said, most of us don't have complete faith. We might have knowledge and even agree that what is said in the Bible that I know is good for me. But when it comes to commitment, that's what most people lack. Commitment has to be shown in action. James, I'm not talking about James, I'm talking about the book of James, says that faith without work is dead. It's useless. If your faith is not shown in action, because you have commitments to fulfill the faith that God put in your heart. Then you have hope. No matter how difficult the challenge might be, you have the hope that will drive you through the most difficult challenges. This is Niagara Falls. A famous swimmer was swimming from one side of the Niagara Falls to the other side, that's from the United States, this side, to Canada, the other side. And there were thousands of people onlooking, just watching over the fall, like those people. And when the swimmer got to the other side successfully, the onlookers were so excited. And they cried out, "We believe in you! We believe in you!" Then the swimmer asked, "Do you believe in me?" The thousands of people answered together, "Yes, we believe in you." Then the swimmer asked, "Do you believe that I can swim across it again, carrying someone on my back?" They answered, "Yes, we believe, we believe." Then the swimmer said, "Who will be the one to let me carry on my back?" The thousands of people became silent, and nobody answered. Finally, there was one who said, "I will be the one, because I believe." The swimmer was able to swim across the water bowl again, safely, with the one who believed on his back. Who do you think really believed? Is it the thousands of people who said, "We believe in you," but they are not to be carried on the back of the swimmer? Or is it the only one who was willing to be carried on the back of the swimmer and was safely carried from one side of the fall to the other? Sadly, there was only one believer among the thousands of believers who claimed themselves to be believers. Do you believe that Jesus is the only way, the only truth, and the only knife that we can have to God the Father? And no one can have eternal life except through believing in Jesus. Do you believe that? If you believe, you have said sincerely in your heart that you are a sinner and that you deserve eternal death penalty of your sins in hell. But Jesus already died for your sins, and you need what Jesus did for you. And you ask Jesus to carry you on his back to eternity every day. Not just the moment that you said, "I believe." Do you believe that only Jesus can help you move the eternal mountains in your life? If you believe, you have read your Bible and pray to God as much as you can to get the wisdom and to get the strength to move your mountains every day. Jesus answered in John chapter 14, verse 6, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." And do you believe in that? I believe. Do you? To be able to move mountains in your life, you need strict training of your body. Because Jesus said the spirit is willing, but the body is weak. We need strictly train our body. Let's look at another passage and see what Jesus said and what happened in the Garden of Gethsemane, when Jesus was facing the cross, what he did and what his disciples did. In the future, I'll have a sound man to help me, so I don't need to walk back and forth. Matthew chapter 26, verse 40, Jesus was facing the cross, and he was praying so hard for the suffering that he was going to face for all mankind. Every time he returned to his disciples, after his prayers, he found them sleeping. But he asked them to keep praying, "Don't sleep."
Jesus said, "Could you man not keep watch with me for 1 hour?" He asked Peter, the brave one, "Watch and pray, so that you will not fall into temptation, because the spirit is willing, but the body is weak." The mind, the heart is ready and willing to let Jesus carry you through any spiritual challenge. I believe some of those people who said, "I believe you," on top of Niagara Falls, believe that the swimmer could carry someone else through. But when it came to himself or herself, he was not willing to be the one. Because the spirit is willing, but the body is weak, had fear of danger. It's weak because we have a sinful nature that is weak. You often think you can achieve great goals, but when it comes to actually doing it, you often quit. You often fail because your body is failing you, although your spirit is willing. That's why even though Simon Peter said he was willing to die for Jesus before Jesus was caught and tortured, but he denied that he knew Jesus 3 times when he saw Jesus being caught and tortured. He was afraid of suffering. Nobody wants suffering, and we are all afraid of suffering. That's why we should train our body in a way that it will always submit to our mind, and our mind to the guidance of the Holy Spirit. Let the Holy Spirit guide your mind. Let the mind control your weak body. Now I'd like to look at another passage from 1 Corinthians.
In a race, all the runners run, but only one gets the prize. Run in such a way as to get the prize. Everyone who competes in the games goes into strict training. They do it to get a crown that will not last, but we do it to get a crown that will last forever. Therefore, I do not run like a man running aimlessly. I do not fight like a man beating the air. No, I beat my body and make it my slave, so that after I have preached to others, I myself will not be disqualified for the prize.
Beat up your body to make it your slave. That's what often comes to my mind when my body feels weak, when I don't feel like I want to do the will of God, when I feel like I just want to be lazy, to do nothing. That's why even Paul said, "Beat my body and make it my slave." And we do it because there's a crown for us to claim in heaven. Some of us who have truly believed in Jesus Christ as their personal Savior, they no longer need to be afraid of eternal death, because to be saved, you just need to believe in Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. But one day we all, even believers, will be in front of the judgment seat of Jesus Christ. We will be judged not to go to hell or go to heaven. We will be in heaven with God. But those who are faithful will receive a reward, a crown for their faithfulness. That's what the Bible says. That's why you see Paul being willing to beat his body, to make it his slave for God. I often, when I'm getting lazy, I say, "Don't be lazy, don't give up. Beat my body, make it my slave." After I started to train in Taekwondo in 2004, I read a book called The Complete Idiot's Guide to Taekwondo. I read about a 70-year-old black belt old man doing 1,000 push-ups a day and 100 push-ups in a minute. That's your response. That was my response. My immediate response was, no way, a 70-year-old guy doing 1,000 push-ups a day? Some of us, I think over the past years in your life, you haven't even done probably 100 push-ups, you know, for the past 20 years or so. But one day doing 1,000, that's a little bit too much. I was only 33 years old then, I'm 37 now. I was barely doing 100 push-ups a day. I thought I was doing pretty good, okay? And I could only do 50 in a row, and I had to quit. I'll be powerless then. Then I thought,
It will benefit me to try to do it myself. And it will also prove with my own experience if it was possible. I was starting to believe by putting it into action, expressing the commitment of what I believe in. I also read that another benefit of training in Taekwondo is to become flexible, physically flexible, which can help avoid a lot of injuries. Most students started Taekwondo as stiff as an iron bar, but they will become flexible as a vine, and they can do splits. I believe that was good for me. At that time, I could not do splits, and I started every workout with stretch, with a good stretch, thorough stretch, pushing myself a little bit beyond my limit at a time. Within half a year of continuous strength training, I could do 110 push-ups in a minute. Those are really fast push-ups, okay? Half extended, not all the way, that would slow me down, okay? And sometimes I could do 3 times a day, doing 2 sets each time. So I was able to do more than 500 push-ups every day that time. And after continuous training in flexibility, I was able to do full splits to my left, to my right, and facing my front side, because I trained myself strictly. I believe it was good to have such discipline, physical discipline. Since then, I continued to do push-ups and sit-ups 3 times every day, even now. Even this morning, I just did 100 push-ups and 100 sit-ups, 1 set, less than 10 minutes. I set a rule to myself, no workout, no food. No workout, no eating. So since I have 3 meals every day, and I at least have done 3 sets of push-ups and sit-ups every day. In total, it takes just 30 minutes. Okay? And I do believe now it's possible for me to do 1,000 push-ups a day if I do more sets, more times. But I think at this point, just doing 3 times is good enough for me. Until I have more time later, I probably, when I retire, when I'm 70 years old, I try to do 1,000 a day. Okay. But now, I do push-ups with my arms fully extended, one at a time, and it takes me 3 minutes to complete 100 of them. But it's harder, it trains my body better. Let me share with you some benefits of strict physical training. I noticed that when I was doing my push-ups and sit-ups every day, even when I was around sick people, I mean those people who get ill, I was okay. I would not be infected because I was training myself, my body is stronger, and my immune system was better. But when I got so busy depriving myself of the 30 minutes of just the 30 minutes of push-ups and sit-ups every day, I got close to sick people. There were times that I preached to a couple's fellowship group in Dallas, and I held one of the sick babies, and I got sick immediately that night. That was terrible. And I would get sick easily because I was so busy. I said, no time for workout, no time to exercise, and I paid for that. You think 30 minutes, that's a lot of time, but think about the days that would, the time that would be lost when you get sick, you can do nothing. So now, no matter how busy I am, I will spend at least 30 minutes doing push-ups and sit-ups, even if I don't have time to do other exercise for that day. Strict training of the body not only benefits me physically, but also mentally and spiritually. When I do 1 set of push-ups and sit-ups early in the morning, I will feel energized. And I could control my body to do the things the Holy Spirit wants me to do the rest of the day. Holy Spirit says that go to visit a brother or sister in need. My body is weak, but I have overcome my body's laziness and weakness through the strict training, and I was able to do it. The physical discipline was developed into a spiritual discipline. It is the eternal benefits that I see from disciplining my body that continue to motivate me to train physically. And I didn't quit from my Taekwondo training after I come to Baton Rouge I looked at different Taekwondo schools here and found a good one, and I'm training up to 5 times every week. But you need wisdom besides discipline too. Because the time of the Taekwondo class is around 5:30 or 6, rush hour time. And I tried a couple of times to go during rush hour, and it would take me like 1 hour. That's a waste of my time. So I started now getting out of my office at around 3 o'clock to avoid the traffic. And then I just go stay in the subway and then do my studies and then wait until it's almost the class time. Before that, I have a quick dinner, a Subway sandwich that's only about 400 calories per sandwich, 6 inch, okay? And then I go for my Taekwondo lessons. And I met some Subway employees. They were curious about me, and then I just shared with them the gospel. So because we see each other every day, we have become friends. So I see the benefits of physical discipline. When you bear in mind the eternal benefits, spiritual benefits. I thought about quitting from Taekwondo actually quite a few times when I was trying to get to the black belt. When I was in seminary, I was so busy, and I still had these demanding tests in my Taekwondo class. I needed to memorize the forms, I needed to perform them with power, speed, and the right form, and I needed to spar with people. I was afraid of getting hurt when I spar with people. Some of those people were pretty strong, and most of them were taller, like one head, you know, than me. So I was very cautious, very careful, so there were many reasons for me not to continue my training. But because I saw the benefits, eternal benefits of physical discipline, I stayed on. And I also saw that it was a great opportunity for me to have contact with non-Christians in my life. After I'd gone to seminary, most people that I met were Christians. After I'd come here, become a minister, most of the people that I meet, they are Christians. I will lose touch with the non-Christian world. That's why I want to also spend time with the non-Christians in my life, so that I can witness to them about Jesus Christ. I train myself physically, strictly, so that God's eternal spirit will be the master of my mind, and my mind will be the master of my body. Then the labor of my temporary body will produce eternal fruit. There's another thing that I just started this past week. Now every day, starting last week, God gave me another physical and spiritual revival that's transforming my body and my mind and my spirit. I started walking 10,000 steps every day. That's about 4 miles. Running 4 miles, that's a suffering, okay? That's painful. But walking is so relaxing, especially when the sun is setting. I was talking to Ness, the weather is so nice. You have to go out to take a walk at least. Enjoy the beautiful weather. I think it's beautiful, but still hot outside. So I typically would take a walk when the sun is setting and look at the beautiful sunset. And then I had that 1 hour and 20 minutes, because when you walk, the speed is about 1 hour, 3 miles. Okay, so 1 hour and 20 minutes, you can walk 4 miles. So I was listening to Daily Bread. But I found out that I could only listen to so many Daily Bread. So I cannot repeat listening to them. I could, but I could think about that. But I thought about the better use of my 1 hour and 20 minutes every day. And I thought about, what if I can buy an audio Bible? And I went to Lifeway. I was able to find NIV audio Bible. What you heard earlier, that was from the NIV audio Bible, dramatized. You'll see different sound layers, you'll see music behind. It makes it so interesting, I couldn't have enough. And at the end of each walk, I would have listened to, as if God spoke to my ears, 20 chapters from the Old Testament, 10 chapters from the New Testament. Some of you have trouble reading through the Bible. Try this, 30 chapters a day, and see what happens. I've done some calculations. And I encourage you to do the following, and I've done some calculation how long it will take you to finish reading the whole Bible. I encourage you to do push-ups and sit-ups 3 times every day. I'm not asking you to do 300 push-ups, 300 sit-ups every day, but just 3 times. If you just do it one, you do 3 every day. If you do 1 push-up each time, 3 push-ups every day. 1 sit-up every day, 3 sit-ups every day. If you do it consistently, you will see that your body's strength and endurance would grow. And later on, you'll be very easily doing 50 push-ups and 50 sit-ups. Give yourself a year, I believe you will be able to do probably 100 push-ups and 100 sit-ups each time. Add it up, it's 300 push-ups, 300 sit-ups. Okay? And if you typically, ladies are weaker, they cannot do even 1 push-up. I'm not looking down upon you, but in my Taekwondo class, the ladies could still do push-up. But what they will do is they will kneel on the ground, and then they do push-up. The longer the distance your feet is from your hands, the harder it becomes. Okay? So they start doing it by doing it with their knees on the ground. And then initially, maybe the knees really close, and then farther away, finally, you'll be able to do a push-up with your feet on the ground, your body not touching the ground. So you need to have methods to train yourself, and you'll be able to do it. And the second thing, walk 10,000 steps every day. If you feel walking 10,000 steps during a definite time is too hard for you, try to put on, let me show you something. This is a go walking device. It calculates how long you have walked steps. Or like one day I walked 10,437 steps. That distance calculated 4.128 miles. Calories 479.1 calories. And it even has a clock. What you need to do is just to set the distance of each of your steps. Mine is 25 inches, and your weight entering into it. I will not tell you my weight. And then you'll be able to just put it on throughout the day. If you just, even throughout the day, the whole day walking 10,000 steps, that will basically cancel out the amount of calories that you absorb from eating food. I'm assuming just 2,200 calories per day. I heard that some food, like a milkshake, is like 1,000 calories. So don't drink milkshake and plus food that would be too much calories for you. Occasionally, give yourself a treat, okay? Don't make it something a routine. So if you have wisdom and you have consistency, do it one step at a time, you'll be able to do it. How about spiritually? Read and study the Bible just one chapter a day. At the same time, listen to God's word from your MP3 player while you walk. If you walk 1 hour and 20 minutes, that's 20 chapters from Old Testament, 10 chapters from the New Testament. I want to keep track of my physical and spiritual training, so I have a knock. And every day, I have training this for the next week. Okay, so I do read my daily bread, my devotion time, I read one chapter, and I study one chapter from the Bible in depth. And I pray, and like before breakfast, I do one set of push-ups, one set of sit-ups. And before lunch, one set of push-ups, one set of sit-ups. And sometimes in the middle of the afternoon, I take a break from my office, and then just go to the ping pong room to do 100 push-ups and 100 sit-ups, 10 minutes, and then I go back, more energized. And I go to my Taekwondo class every week. And if I miss one set of push-up or sit-up, I do it in the evening before dinner. And then I have been walking. Initially, I listened to daily bread recordings. I found out that not enough. So I started listening to the NIV audio Bible. The first day, I read, listened through Genesis chapter 1 through 20, Matthew chapter 1 through 12. And I write my daily diary, short, capturing some of the things that happened, some of the things that I should praise God for. So, and here's the formula calculating the number of push-ups and sit-ups I have done every day. And I'll evaluate each day. Is that an extraordinary day represented by E,
that's an extraordinary day and I have gotten some personal illustrations that can help people to know about God, I will indicate that by E and TI, personal illustration. Yesterday was an ordinary day, but still I did 300 push-ups and 300 sit-ups with no time to walk because I was preparing for the sermon. So over the week, I've done 1,800 push-ups, 1,700 sit-ups. Divide and conquer, again, that's the strategy. Victory strategy, that's the strategy that can help you conquer big challenges in your life. Okay, here's a calculation. Through a Sunday school teacher training, I asked, how many chapters are there in the Old Testament? How many chapters are there in the New Testament? And Brother Philip did a research for me. And 929 chapters in Old Testament, 260 chapters in the New Testament. The entire Bible is consisted of 1,189 chapters. Okay, so if I just study one chapter a day in that, in 3 years, 1,095 days, 3 months plus another 91 days, and 3 days, 3 years, 3 months, 3 days, I'll be able to finish reading through the whole Bible. And if I listen to the Bible 30 chapters per day, listening to it, meditating and praying, it takes only 40 days. If I consistently do it, I can go through the Bible 9 times per year. If I have 30 years of my life to serve God, assume, I have gone through the Bible 270 times. God's word will sink in my mind, and I'll be able to recall it when God speaks to me through His word. That's the power of physical and spiritual discipline, doing it one step at a time. And I believe you'll be able to conquer the big mountains that I mentioned. But the question is, do you believe? Do you believe that exercise is good for your body? Do you believe that God's word is good for your mind and spirit? Do you truly believe? Or are you like the thousands of onlookers who said, I believe, but they do nothing? I don't think those people believe. If you really believe in something good, you won't just talk about it. But instead, you do something about it. You will start walking your 10,000 steps each day. You start doing 3 sets of push-ups and sit-ups every day. You start reading and studying your Bible at least one chapter a day. And you start listening to God's word and while you're walking your 10,000 steps. As if God's word is songs to my ears. It's so enjoyable listening to God's songs. And God's word, as if they are songs to my ears. Many of you have MP3 players with you all the time. You probably spend maybe 3 hours just listening to your MP3 player. Even while you're studying, you just have something. You always have something that you listen to. But spend some time just listening to God's word. You'll find out that that's even more enjoyable than just listening to the songs that you have been listening to. Why don't we start today? By the way, you can buy what I showed you, that's called a pedometer, at Walmart. There are not a Walmart here, I noticed that. And you can go to Lifeway to buy a NIV audio Bible. If you need help with those, let me know, I can even buy them for you. If you indeed take some action, I believe you will start seeing the physical and spiritual benefits from today. Don't postpone it. Let me conclude. There are many huge challenges, huge mountains in our life which we want to move. And they are the dreams and passions we have about our life. I have moved many mountains in my life. And I'm still moving more by faith in God every day and strict training of my body. The list I mentioned in the beginning of the message, those were the things that I have done. Some of those are ongoing. I still need to rely on God to do it every day. And I have experienced great physical benefits and mental and eternal spiritual benefits. But I did it by God's power. I can't do it by myself even for one day. Those things, you try to do it by your own power, it's pretty hard.
If I did not start my day with God's word, time finally praying to God, I would have no power. There were times, like my day off, I said, let me do nothing today and just rest. I found out that I had no power to even do workouts or do my Taekwondo training. The body is weak. That's why we need to train it. And we need to continually get the power from God every day. And God will give us power through the Holy Spirit, through God's word. That's why you should make God's words songs to your ears that you listen to every day. I believe you can also move the similar mountains in your life if you believe and you train your body strictly for God's eternal kingdom and righteousness. The question is, again, do you believe? I believe only some of you actually believe. Because I will see, later on I can talk to you. Are you doing your 10,000 steps every day? Are you listening to your Bible? Are you reading your Bible every day? Are you doing your push-up sit-ups? If not, then you have not believed. You just listened. You had some knowledge. But it will not benefit you until you put that into action. That's why Jesus repeatedly said, don't just hear God's word, do God's word. That's where the benefit comes from, doing it. Let's pray. Oh dear Heavenly Father, we know that we are all weak. We are all people of little faith. And that's why you rebuked your disciples many times about their lack of faith. And that's why you were so happy when you saw people with faith, strong faith in you. Without faith, we can do nothing great in God's eyes. Without faith, we can do nothing that has eternal value in God's eyes. God, we are weak, especially when it comes to the commitment part of our faith. Help us. Not only that we have already gotten true faith in Jesus Christ as our personal Savior, but we also have true faith to have Jesus Christ as the Lord of our life, to help us carry through our lives, mountains, challenges, seas, till we see God face to face. Help us, give us strength from your word, prayer, Holy Spirit every day to start our day with you, and that we'll be able to train our body strictly, so that it will become slave to our mind, and our mind becomes slave to the Holy Spirit, the most wonderful, loving God. Our prayer is in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord.